I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Like most consumer items, the centerpiece of Americans' Thanksgiving meal will cost a little bit more in 2021.
Consumers are going to be likely paying more for turkey this year than they did last year.
That is Shale Shagham, a USDA livestock analyst. Shagham says higher prices for turkeys this year is not necessarily a result of supply chain issues. He says production numbers were down, but it is very difficult to find specific instances along the supply chain of labor issues. Instead, the lower volume is more likely due to the fact that turkey producers have been gradually reducing production over the last few years because demand was not keeping up with output. This year, stocks of frozen turkey hens at the start of November were 17% lower than last year. That brought wholesale prices up to record highs. But Shagham says retailers don't always pass along the wholesale prices to consumers. He says they will usually keep turkey prices lower in order to get consumers in to buy other items. Shagham tells the USDA's news service that advertised sales being offered by retailers is about $1.15 a pound on average. That's up from last year's average price of 99 cents a pound. By the way, if you want a smaller turkey this Thanksgiving, it's advised to buy or order it right now. Last year, when big Thanksgiving gatherings were few and far between, farmers raised smaller birds. This year, with big gatherings returning, big birds are abundant and small birds, not so much. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.